What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Angry Man on the Side show, the NDA Elite Addiction. You know, kind of late, but we're not going to wait and cancel the show or come out sometime next year. We just, you know, push it back for about a week. But I am my coming piece, and with me is my good dear friend, Gopher Book 360. What's up, man?
How's it going, my coming piece?
It's going well. Your name's kind of long, man. I might have to change you to just go for broke or G4B.
G4D.
G4B makes you sound kind of Vegas like. Yeah, G4B. G4B easy. Yeah, yeah. That's it right there. G4B. But long couple of weeks this went by.
Go for broke. Is
go
fine.
For broke. Okay. Go for broke. And then when we get some emails in from the lady listeners out there, y'all can just call him G4B easy. You know, that's his sexy, quiet storm voice. Go ahead and lay it on him real quick.
Have the jealousy in there.
Let the ladies know what you're all about, man.
What I'm all about.
let them know what they in for. When they come knocking at G4B easy, though.
Oh. some candles and some Jodeci.
You not just any candles. Some PlayStation candles.
Yeah. Yeah. A nice nice PlayStation's on with a nice little repeating movie.
That's right.
On loop.
And then the platinum trophy for the special lady. But
yeah.
I'm not going to put your business out there like that, though. You know, they can find out for themselves. They can find out for themselves.
I'm different with everyone.
So, man, how have these last couple of weeks been going for you? I know last week was just horrific for me. The only good thing about last week was I had a day where I didn't go to work, which was my first day off since May 10th of this year, which is crazy when I thought about it. But and I didn't even have that off. I just couldn't make it. But my day was still spent gone. I was actually gone longer than I would have been gone if I went to work. But it was all good. I mean, how the last week been treating you?
We had some special people at my work come in from out of town and to make random outlandish, whatever the word that is, requirements for us to accomplish. I work at a private management company doing maintenance at an apartment complex. You know, it's like people just come in and have no clue what they're talking about, try to dictate to how things should look and be run when we're actually a pretty good staff. So very nerve-wracking for a lot of people I work with. I knew these people were coming, so I have today and tomorrow off, Monday, Tuesday. I got to burn vacation time. So last week kind of was not fun, but I got today off and tomorrow, which is really nice. 4-day weekend. I've very rarely take off vacation time, so
yeah, you're actually gonna have to start saving up that vacation time because I want us to try to hit up E3 this year.
You do?
I didn't tell my wife about it, but you know, I figure if you call and you're like, "Hey, I'm in some trouble. I need you to come over real quick," then I can just call and say, "Yeah. We're at E3. You want a little sack boy puppy? And hopefully it'll roll over well."
Hopefully.
Nah, man. How has your gaming sessions been?
Actually, I've just been playing Medal of Honor. I haven't really played anything else. Online stuff, they just came. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But new download that just came out. I played half a map for it.
I mean, go ahead. I mean, you're talking about Medal of Honor. Go ahead. You can talk about it. Go ahead.
Apparently there's new downloadable content. I didn't get the paid one, but the stuff that if you bought it, like a pre-order, you'd get it for free, or if you had the, I forget what the name of the package is. Should probably read up on this stuff when reading this, but it was free, so I got, I downloaded the free section, free portion of it, and I didn't really play too much into it. I think it actually froze on me when I tried it, and I didn't really go back to it, but I just haven't had time. I've been real busy this week with work and everything else, so dabble a little bit on there. Download the new demo for Need for Speed, but I never got around to playing that either. It's been PlayStation's been a little quiet the last couple of days, but hopefully I actually get around to
Okay.
playing some more tonight at midnight when the new Call of Duty comes out.
Yeah, that's for you guys, not me. I won't have time for it. And plus, I'm still sticking to my word, and I'm just boycotting Activision right now, I'm letting them know that I'm not pleased with them with my wallet or with the lack of funds coming out of my wallet.
Very understandable.
Now, back on episode 4, I said, no, you will not bend me over and screw me. I am not in your prison. I'm a free man. My rectum is a virgin and will stay that way, Activision. And so I stuck to it. Yeah, I stuck to everything I said in episode 4. Now, Alanshot, Pansy, sold out.
Well, he's just a game whore.
Oh man.
He's got so many games.
Speaking of game whores, man, I am a trophy whore.
Oh, you're not that bad.
No, I'm a trophy whore. I came to the conclusion this weekend when I platinum the game, and my wife looked at me and looked at the screen and then looked back at me and said that she's a little concerned. Yep, I got another platinum, and it was Hannah Montana the movie.
Oh Lordy. You need a platinum? Oh, it's a game called Hannah Montana the movie?
Yeah.
And why do you have Montana the game? Just want to know that. Nice one. Do we need to have a sit down and have a nice little chat or something?
Well, it was relayed to me that the game was an easy platinum and it wasn't that bad. Now, I mean, I could review it, but it's not worth it. It's not worth reviewing. But I will tell you, it's an easy platinum. An easy platinum.
Oh, jeez. And see, here's my thing though. You may think you're a platinum junkie or a trophy junkie, but like I was watching, who was it, the Tester season one, the guy who won the first season. Dude, I think apparently that dude's got like 39 platinum trophies or something.
Oh,
And I mean, that guy. I mean, people like that. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are like that. Never in my life. Some of these things that I've seen, like Battlefield or something. You gotta get like some trophies on there to even platinum part that are part of the platinum to get the platinum, or like 24 hours in gameplay or something. Or 12 hours in gameplay, or not even that, like 5 days or something. I forget what it is. So like a ridiculous amount of time, like you'd have to put in to get the your gold trophy just for that to get, to qualify for platinum. Like, ew, that's the thing that really gets me about a lot of these platinum trophies is the multiplayer trophies are the ones that always kick my butt. The ones I always have trouble with if I ever want to go out and get them.
Well, just the hint for people out there, you know. Hannah Montana, you may laugh at me over there. I may not hear you, but I know you're laughing, because I would be laughing. But Hannah Montana gave me like 50 trophies. Plus a platinum. I feel bad about it. Well, no, I'm lying. I don't feel... I understand my manhood. So I don't feel like my manhood is questionable. That's...
I think she's coming 18 soon anyway, so...
See, I didn't watch the movie.
It's all good, then.
I didn't watch the movie. You couldn't fast forward through the cutscenes, so I had to watch the cutscenes. But all it was strictly professional, business-like. I was in it and out as quick as possible.
As you would with any underage
and
girl.
And as soon as I got my platinum, it was out of my PS3. And back in the GameFly little folder thing they slide in there, and it was back on its way. It didn't even stay in the house. So, I still feel like I'm a trophy whore, man. Hannah Montana, can't believe I did it back. But hey.
Oh, you are killing me now. trophies. I'm looking on here online right now. Compare trophies. You had like, you were at 10, level 10. Now you jumped way to almost level 12.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That was also because I played a lot of Monopoly this weekend. I did Monopoly, Streets, and New Orleans. Actually, kind of cool. What happened is I got a thing, like a GameFly account for like $6. Actually, $10, because I got the two games out. And I was like, you know what? I might just spend this time racking up on a bunch of easy trophies. Because I plan on canceling it, because I had to open a new account to take advantage of it. And then go back and open my old one. So that's my plan. I'm letting you know right now, you know. Get the trophies up, man. Get the trophies up.
Wow.
Confessions of a trophy whore. Let's get to the news, man. Let's get it rolling. Because it's one thing I think we need to really have a serious discussion about later on. But first and foremost, we have to address Gran Turismo 5. You're more of a Gran Turismo guy than I am. But
love it. Love the series.
Yeah. So we'll take this from your perspective. I'll let you talk about how you feel with the delays. And also, one thing that's up in the air is that the discs are being printed right now. Then later on, it was like, actually, they're not. They just thought they were, but it still hasn't gotten back to that process yet. But they still say they're on track for this year. So, tell me how you feel about the delay. Tell me if you think it'll be out before Christmas. Tell me what you think the results will be if it's out after Christmas.
There's so much involved in this. I've been, since Gran Turismo 1, I've been, you know, the day comes out, I always pretty much max out all the games on the, all the Gran Turismo games, like percentage wise.
Mm-hmm.
There's over four B spec, and it's kind of got tired of it. But, this game should have came out like 3 years ago. So when they say it's delayed, but they keep working on it, and they're like, oh, we want to improve it. I got a chance to look at the car list, which is 1,000 cars.
Mm.
I've owned probably like 6 cars in my life. So I'm like, not very, like, you know, looking through the list of cars. I mean, there's some, the amount of the cars that are on there are just mind-boggling. Like, I've owned a Fiero, so the Fiero's in there. I remember my buddy in high school owned a Dodge Shadow. They have a Dodge Shadow in the game. Have you ever seen a 91 Dodge Shadow? It is probably one of the junkiest cars I've ever driven in my life. I mean, it's like driving a Fiat, like a, like I don't even know, like a Pinto. I think the Pinto, the Pacer is in that game. So if they're going to all the detail of putting all these cars in it, I really like that factor. And it takes so long for them to process and build these, you know, take pictures of all these cars and then digitize and stuff like that. So if they're doing it because of that, the only thing I'm scared about is always that I hear gripes about while I read online and stuff is the sound. It never sounds like a car, you know. Why does the Camaro sound like the Bugatti Veyron? Like, it's like the same drone-y noise. There's no, like,
distinction.
It seems like the audio is not that great to it. So I hope they're improving on that. I think it'll come out before Christmas. I hope it does. I've actually seen pictures of the disc online. I haven't yet seen the gameplay from anyone, but I think that should be coming up in the next day or two. I was at GameStop today, and they didn't have a date yet either. So, but I feel confident it's going to be before Christmas. If it's after Christmas, that's a real disappointment. They just, you know, either way, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great looking game. There's going to be a lot to it. But they're going to lose a lot of potential buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those people that are diehard fans are going to get it anyways. They're, you know, Gran Turismo is a unit.
Yep. A system mover.
Unit pusher. Yeah, system mover. But it's going to be a huge blow if it comes out after Christmas because they've been pushing it back so long. It's like polyphony that we understand that you want to make a great game, but what is the issue with that? I mean, like, why? It's really frustrating. But I've given up on that frustration like a year ago.
Well,
like, seriously, like, I really want this game, but I'm sad. I got the new Call of Duty coming out tomorrow, tonight at midnight. So if that pushes me to play that game for another month, you know, to play that game for a month, I'll be fine. You know, if I didn't have anything going on, like if it would have came out in early summer, like I wanted it to, which I thought it was going to come out, like, I think it was June or July or something of this year that they talked about, like, at the end of last year, it would have been the perfect time because I didn't have any other games to play. But now that I have games to play, it's not so bad, you know. I know we'll put like a couple days worth of into Call of Duty. At least I hope. Most of it shouldn't be an issue, but it's going to be a really great game. I just hope they get the sound right. I mean, you gotta imagine how many people bought the demo that came out. You know,
Prologue.
A-spec. Prologue, yeah, Prologue. I mean, that sold like a million. And that was just like two maps or something. It was like nothing. It was like, you know, $30 or $20 or whatever it was, and a lot of people bought it. And that's before they put all the other, you know, they put more physics into it and stuff. So it's going to be a really, really good game. It's just, it's just sad, you know, to hear, you know, you want a racing game to come out. You know, hopefully it just won't be a Final Fantasy 13.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, actually. Because just as they did before the release of Final Fantasy 13, they announced Final Fantasy 14. And everyone had been waiting for 13 for forever. Now everyone's waiting for Gran Turismo for forever. And they announced that they are already working on Gran Turismo 6.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
don't get that move. And
13 was a huge disappointment. So I don't think it'll be that bad.
No, I just mean as far as before you get the game everyone's waiting on out, you're talking about what you're working on next and how good that's going to be. I think the biggest problem with Gran Turismo 5, even more so than the fact that they pushed it back over and over again, they just announced it too early. Because they never gave a date for it, but since they announced it way back when, everyone's just been expecting it every year. But they never really gave a date for it until, like, I think a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. That was when they said, okay, Here's the date. And then since then, they pushed her back, I think, 3 times. Excuse me. Which wouldn't be
Because
that
there's a lot of
bad if it was only a year and a half.
there's a lot of games that are out. Like I think Mag, like the, you know, they say the game had been in development for like 5 years or 6 years or something like
Yeah.
that. Well, you know, no one ever heard about it until like the year it was coming out. Like, but it's one of those new franchises, so you wouldn't, you know, I think stuff like this. All right, so Gran Turismo said they're going to come out with the sixth one after this one ever, and this one even the fifth one hasn't even come out yet. Well, I think the time to make the sixth one is going to be a, like a bazillion times shorter because, you know, a lot of the tweaking and stuff they did on five, they just carry that over to six, and you know, it's like you have this building block of stuff that they've done for five, and when they bring it over to six, I'm done with the franchise if it's going to take another 7 years or whatever to come out with the game for six, but you know, one game at a time. But from the stuff that I've seen online, I mean, they're kind of relentlessly crazy about getting their ducks in a row with this game.
Yeah, I mean, you have to commend them for that. I mean, they put a lot of effort into Gran Turismo. They put a lot of effort into the cars, and the complete package, the whole process is very scrutinized for what they want to accomplish. And from what I hear from everyone else, they always deliver. But my thing is, I'm wondering if they should have just released it maybe a year ago and just started working on six and making all these different updates to six, because what they had with Prologue was great. Everyone enjoyed it. So it wasn't like they have to keep working on it to make it heads and shoulders above everything that was going on at the time, because at the time it was the Prologue was better than the other racing games that were out. So all this time that went by, and I mean, it's two different ways to look at it, because they didn't release the game, but they announced it like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. They could have released one, and then they could be releasing six right now, which is better off for their pocket and their reputation. But at the same time, for them to take this time, it really makes it seem like they're not all about the money. Of course, they want to make money. You know, that's why they're in the business. They, you know, you can't do what they're trying to do without money. But it does seem like, okay, we're not going to sacrifice the perfection that we're aiming for money. But how would you feel if they did release Prologue? Maybe they released five about 5 months after Prologue, and it was not about halfway between how good Prologue was and how good Gran Turismo 5 looks right now. Would you have been satisfied?
Probably. And what they could have done too is if they, you know, if they would have known that this stuff was, quarterback's coach got fired today, by the way, just, you know. They could have came out with updates, you know, firmware updates or, you know, or downloadable content for certain cars they never put in. You know, I looked at, like I said, I looked at that 1,000 car list, and there's a lot of different companies that made their own little car that they put in there. Like that probably could have, you know, they could have saved their time and effort on getting the noise and sound on it. And my you know, my gripe about Gran Turismo has always been the upgrades to the cars, because I'm kind of a car guy. You know, I you know, it's always seemed like you do these mods of these cars, and that part for me was always a down point. So I want to say, hopefully it's their car upgrades are a little bit
Decent.
more realistic, I guess. It's like, oh, intake and exhaust, and it does, and it shows these pictures of like of headers and a downpipe, and you're like, and it only show you an increase on certain cars where I've seen like people dyno the cars like 40 horsepower more, or you have this ridiculously fast, you know, BMW 5 Series getting beat by this Mini Cooper with half a horsepower. You know, it's like, I don't know. But I guess, you know, they do make the game realistic for car magazine show, or shows and stuff. I've done tests with the game and the actual track, and they come in within, like, you know, hundreds of seconds within each other, like, time-wise, racing the same car on the same track. So, I don't know. I just hope the mods are a little bit more. It always seemed like they were kind of lacking, or their function, or their the method of how you upgrade your car was kind of lame.
Well, my personal view on game releases that are going to have a sequel, I think when they release the game, they should support it for a year. Like, with DLC, you know, open it up some, add some things, tweak some things. And then, a year after that, release the sequel. I mean, I think that shows that you're supporting it, you're giving it time to grow, and the community time to get live, and you're not letting people get sick of the game. And then that year after that, so basically 2 years before you release the next one, which is going to sound like I'm contradicting myself, because I'm excited about Killzone 3. I got into the beta yesterday, so it's completely downloaded now. I'm going to hop on when we get off of here. But the way they did it was, they actually sent me a message on PSN that they were inviting me into the beta, and the same spot where you would usually put like a picture that you're sending to someone, it said beta access. So I clicked it, and it sent me to the store, and it started downloading the Killzone 3 beta. So I was like, oh, cool, you know, I like that. So looks like I'll be talking about Killzone 3 next week. And if you haven't pre-ordered Killzone 3, you know, they got a nice little package for $130. You go for the Hellgas edition, which comes with a Marksman action figure from DC Unlimited. You get a soundtrack, a dynamic theme, a retro map pack, and you get double experience points all throughout the first 24 hours of multiplayer gameplay. And it's supposed to be like actual 24 hours, not like, okay, you started at 4 o'clock this day, 4 o'clock tomorrow, that's it. It's supposed to be like actual, the 24 hours that you put into the game. So, if anyone's planning on trying to get in on that, to jump on it and they actually have it split up also. If you go to Best Buy and pre-order it, you get the XP, the double XP, and then, you know, so you don't have to pay $130. You just buy the game regular price. Do it at GameStop, you get all the multiplayer weapons and abilities for the first 24 hours in the map pack. And Amazon gives you the unlock points for the same thing. So Amazon and GameStop, they treat me the same, basically. Best Buy, they're trying to hit you up with that extra experience points, you know. I mean,
that's what I usually go for.
Yeah. Because the action figure,
I'll get the weapons and stuff eventually.
Right, but I'm not a big action figure guy. You know? And if I was, the way my wife is, I mean, I can't really just have them. I would have to have them in a special spot, like out of her sight. Well, she probably wouldn't bug her, though. She would just want them, like, kept in, like, a display case somewhere where it doesn't look like it's cluttering the house.
Mm-hmm.
But you plan on getting Killzone, right?
Probably not.
Hold up. Rewind.
I never played the other two.
That doesn't mean anything.
Played the demo.
You are missing out, man.
I think I have an issue with the. I only like to play games that are realistic. Like, I don't like space stuff, with the exception of Dead Space. Like futuristic weapons and alien hordes, like the Halos and stuff like that. Like, I like real weapons. I did watch the new trailer for, I think it's for Resistance. I kind of like that because it's kind of grounded in a real world with aliens and stuff with, like, real weapons. But I don't like the plasma weapons and plasma shotguns and ridiculous, crazy laser grenades or whatever. I'm not into those kind of games for some reason. Even though Killzone looks so beautiful,
You're fired.
pretty looking game.
Man.
I think when the second one came out, and it was such a huge improvement over the first one. Like, I was still playing Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. So I my honest, my attention span was still there, so I never, it's, well, if the game comes out, I need to get it when it comes out. Not, I very rarely, like I've said this before, it's like, I very rarely go back and get a game after it's been released for a while, because I, I get to keep up with the Joneses, I guess, and get games when they come out, so. And that's just another example of one of those games that series that I should be playing, that I haven't.
I have nothing to say to you. Nothing at all.
Yeah, I figured
Never.
that much.
My words will be wasted, and I'm not going to waste my words. I'm like Peter Thiel right now when you ask him about the PlayStation phone. I'm not saying anything. Nah, but fine.
All
That's how
right.
you feel. But a PlayStation phone, man. What do you think about it? It's pictures, a lot of pictures. And Gadget broke it. They said, "Yeah, it's right here." Everybody said, "No, that's Photoshop." They came back again and said, "No, it's real. Here's more. Here's an interview. Here's a phone conversation. What you got to say now?" PlayStation phone, man. I mean, how do you feel about the thought of a PlayStation phone?
The specs, I'm cool with it. It's gonna run Android, so I have an Android phone. I like it. So, I don't know what carrier was it supposed to be for.
Well, they didn't say a carrier yet because they're not denying it or saying that it is true, But I mean, it's a PlayStation phone. It's a mock-up. But one of the problems that I have with gaming on my phone is I won't play regular games like RPGs, MMOs. Yeah, they do have MMOs on phones, but I don't play any of those games because the control scheme either sucks. Or you can't really see what's going on the screen because you have to touch the screen. This is supposed to be Android 3.0. They have specs, but I don't think those are the real specs. They might be testing specs or whatever, but I think they would aim much higher because it's a big opportunity. Depending on when it comes out, I would be happy or sad because I would like a PlayStation phone. I would use it the same way I use my regular phone, except I would game on it more, and I would have more fun playing games on it.
Yeah.
I like PlayStation controllers, so it works out for me. But do you see anything bad about this, aside from the possible loss of battery life too quickly?
That's the only thing I can think of is, I mean, I use my phone all the time and look up things and stuff, and it's gonna have the same capabilities, but yeah, you're gonna have these options for to play games, and if they have somewhat decent games on there. I know the PSP is kind of slowly dying, which is kind of sad, but I think I bought a game not too long ago. I got the Kingdom Hearts game for PSP. I like it. It's fun. You can, bring little small games like that onto that phone. I'll use it. I don't handheld game as much as I used to anymore. If the specs, yeah, I hope you're right that the specs are you know, they seem like they're like real time specs right now. Like phones that have already came out a while ago have the same specs. Why wouldn't you think, if it's not even out yet and you don't even know what carrier it is, that the specs would be a little bit better?
Right.
The specs that they showed though are pretty damn good. We'll see what kind of support it has with it. I mean, I wouldn't mind picking one up. It doesn't look bad. The phone doesn't look bad at all. So, I guess we'll have to see. I'd be too early to put my opinion on it, I guess.
Yeah,
so far.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, so far it looks. You know, the pictures that I've seen, it was a pretty cool little phone. But that's all I know about it. So.
What kind of price would be just right for you for something like this?
Anything under 200.
Anything under 200?
Yeah. I won't buy a phone over $200. Unless there's some kind of like heavy, like, I just bought my phone. I got a Droid Aris, which is, you know, not too bad. It's not the greatest Droid phone that's out there. But I got free, and it was originally $100, $200 price, you know, because I had a free update. But spending $300 or $250 on a phone, like when that you know what I got one for free, and it's a great phone, you know. Like even if the PlayStation, I don't know, man, that's $200 is my limit. I don't care how cool the phone it is.
Well, they already announced that PSP 2 is coming. Or everybody knows. I'm not sure if they announced it. I can't remember. But everyone knows PSP 2 is coming. Do you think PSP 2 could mean PlayStation Phone instead of PlayStation Portable? Do you think they could mean by PSP 2, it would be like...
Does this phone be a PSP 2?
Well, there's supposed to be a PSP 2 coming. No one knows anything about it. Or, I mean... Some developers, or I think one developer said they have it, they've been working on it. But everyone's hush-hush about it. So.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, my thing is, if there is a PlayStation Portable Part 2, and there's a PlayStation Phone, I think they're spreading themselves too thin. So I don't believe that. Yeah, and
well, I mean, there's I would say that. I mean, there's definitely a market. You got to think nowadays, like you think most handheld game systems. I mean, Nintendo's got the market on it. PlayStation holds up like 13 or 10% of the market on handheld devices for gaming.
I think it's 25.
Not a lot.
Right.
It may have grown or whatever. Yeah, because the DS is kind of there hasn't been a lot of games coming out, new games for coming out in a while, but PSP has got, you know, the marketplace that you can get into. But anyways, but phone market is such a different beast in the gaming market. You just count that separately. I don't think they're bad. I don't think they've put themselves too thin for going after the phone market, because you can see some games that are on the iPhone that like people love playing. But if you had an actual little controller for it on your phone, it's such a better game.
But see, I look at it as if they're not necessarily going after the phone market. I think they're bringing the phone market to the portable market. That's the route I think they're taking with it, which makes sense to me, because if they're working on a PlayStation phone and they're working on a PlayStation Portable 2, then, number one, even if they come out a year apart, which, you know, they have to be coming out soon since you're hearing talk about it, then let's say, okay, one comes out 1 year, the other one comes out next year. That's a lot of games that they're going to have to support these devices. Otherwise, they're going to fail just because they have a lack of games. And you could approach the phone as in, well, with the market, you know, it'll have all types of other games also, but that doesn't make sense. If you're putting the PlayStation name on there, you need to have a market of PlayStation games or quality games made from Sony for the phone. rather than, you know, just anyone developing things to set up the store. So I think that they're just trying to, they're mixing it, you know, just like Nintendo came out with the 3DS. That's their approach that they now made. You know, they went the route of adding a couple of TV features to their portable device. I think Sony's adding some phone features to their portable device. And I really think that it's a good idea because of how big the gaming market is. So it's like, it's not a bad idea to make gaming a focus and then adding the phone to what you already have. Because people are doing it already.
Yeah.
You know? Because,
with my PSP, it's like, you know, I remember when I had my PSP and, like, smartphones, you know, smartphones were just kind of coming out. And I'm always like, oh, check this out. I can get on these, like, their internet radio and mow my lawn while I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. You know, I'm like, I can mow my lawn and connect to my wireless internet while I'm mowing my lawn and still play music through it. And I thought that was awesome. But then that's right around when smartphones first started coming out a little bit, and the iPhones, I think, just came out. And my friend's like, yeah, I can go anywhere and listen to Pandora on that thing. And I was like, oh, I can't do that on PlayStation Portable. Which I was thinking, it would think like, I wish I could go anywhere with my PlayStation Portable and have Wi-Fi and surf the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only hotspots that I can get that at. And I was like, and if they have that incorporated into your gaming system or your phone or vice versa, or whatever you want to call this device that you have now, that'd be awesome, you know, playing Wi-Fi on the go, like Street Fighter or something, and connect with anyone,
mm-hmm.
verse anyone, anywhere. I like that idea.
The only real issue I see with this is when it comes down to the service. Because if you buy it and it's a phone, then you have to have a service provider. So do you charge... Like, what are you going to be charging people? Like, what kind of service plans are the providers going to charge them? And then when you have people that only want it as a device just to use as their, you know, their gaming device, not really a phone, you know, how do they approach it? Because everyone has phones. Me, I will trade in my HTC Evo 4G for this phone when it comes out, because the reason I don't have a PSP now, because I play on my phone so much. You know, I would rarely play my PS3 in the house. It would only be for games that aren't coming to my PS3 that suck. Well, not that they suck, just the people suck for taking it away from the PS3 and only releasing sequels for the PSP. You know, like, Valkyria Chronicles. I love that game, but they made this part two on before the PSP, and it was like, okay, you know, now I can't enjoy it because I'm not going to go get a PSP for one game. I really wouldn't gain that much on my PSP at home because I would spend that time on my PS3, and when I'm out, mostly I'm messing around with my phone because if I'm not talking on it and I'm playing a game on it, it'll ring, and, you know, I'm all my interaction is with that. I don't want two things in my pocket, basically. So that's my issue with it. You know, I would buy and just have a regular phone service plan. But do they release it at what amount? You know, people are only going to use it as just, you know, a gaming device. But they have to think about that, because most phones, if you don't get a plan, they're like $600.
That's ridiculous. $600 for a phone. I can buy a car. I can buy, like, two little junky cars for that much.
It's true. They won't go anywhere.
Go on a nice vacation.
You can buy them. But hopefully they'll shed some more light on it, because this is our speculation. We don't know if they are, you know, working on the phone and also working on another PlayStation Portable at the same time. Just to me, I would just think that they wouldn't spread themselves thin like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, And then that's that. And then what I wanted to really discuss with you is with this whole violence in video games case going on in California. You know, I mean, when you hear about this, what is your first thought? And then I'll tell you my first thought. But I'm curious, how is your thought process?
My thought process on this is I don't know. I've always been the person of always had the ability to watch rated R movies and stuff, and my parents are pretty lenient on what I watched and what I played. I'm no crazy serial axe killer or anything.
Not that we know of.
Or convicted of any violent crimes or anything like that.
Hey, you did drop kick someone off with your bike before.
I know, Chloe Sesson, yeah. He was a D-bag, though. Which I was talking to somebody at work the other day about that. Anyways.
Stop derailing the show. Continue.
But at the same time, like, you know, you're going to regulate something that's potentially, you know, it's an art form. It's you know, $60 for a game. I never had $10 when I was a kid. So, you know, by the time I had the money where I had $60 to buy whatever game I wanted, I was old enough to know better. So these parents, it comes down to the parents. If you don't want your kid playing a game where there's stabbing or vulgar language, don't buy that game for the kid. I don't know where kids are getting $60 here, and you know, $65 to buy a freaking game. The parents are the ones that are going to have to be buying it for them, so they're the ones who are going to have to pay more attention. It comes down to the parent. It should regulate laws and put, like, X-rated games, like, in, like, a corner in a special room where you have to sign a waiver and stuff. It's dumb. It's like, you know, it may discourage people from making these games because they just don't want to deal with the process. It's kind of like rated, like, NC-17 movies. Like, it's like the kiss of death when a movie gets rated NC-17 for its violence or nudity or content or whatever. And
which is weird.
Very rarely.
To get into a rated R movie, you have to be 18. But to get into NC-17,
yeah,
you have to be 17. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Just give it an R rating.
Yeah. But there's some new movies coming out with the dude from The Notebook, Josh Gosling or whatever, I don't know his name, but in this movie, it's like he's with this girl in this relationship, and it's kind of like this, like, it's just like an intense relationship. And I read some article about it, and they were talking about how the movie people said they're gonna have to rate it NC-17. They're like, oh, well, this movie's gonna bomb now, even though it's supposed to be one of these really, you know, good kind of dark draw, you know, a darker comedy, there's some comedy in it, but it's kind of a darker tone, but the relationship scene stuff is so intense and so realistic, they had to give it a higher rating and rated R, which hurts that movie. When you think of the same thing that aspects of video game and stuff, you know, you're going to want this game, but I don't know, it's, like I said, I think it comes down to the parents. If you don't want your kids playing a game that has curse words in it and shooting, or even the online content, because you get a kid to play a game online and they can say anything. I mean, which is funny because most of the people that are on there are just shit talking little kids, anyways.
True.
Which is pretty funny to listen to half the time. Which I think we're blessed, like the blessed for people who play PlayStation. I don't really hear a lot of little kids griping at all on the PlayStation. Like, I remember playing some Call of Duty on my friend's Xbox. And, oh, my God, these just little kids that sound like they're 8 years old going, yeah, motherfucker, fucking kick your ass. This is bullshit. And these old guys are like, shut the fuck up. Just, you know, like, you're a little kid. Like, you have no clue what you're talking about. You know, come back when your balls drop. You know.
And there goes the adult
the
rating for
Anger
the show.
Yeah, and there goes our adult rating for the show. Hey, man, it's Anger Man on the side here.
Yes, it is.
Never, I don't, you know, and it's free, and it's all freedom of speech, you know, you got that. I mean, yeah, it doesn't really, I mean, certain games, they glorify the, you know, you can hear so much different stuff. That it, you know, there's articles about, like, Roger Ebert saying that video games aren't an art form. And they, I mean, you tell me that Final Fantasy, the music for Final Fantasy isn't, like, ridiculously gorgeous music, or the artwork for, I mean, there's so many points. I mean, Uncharted is just a gorgeous looking game. To pretend that it's not class in that same thing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with this lawsuit that's going in California that the Supreme Courts and other courts and people are looking at this, and all the other industries are looking into this too, and what these two are going to decide. And hopefully the judges are smart enough and they're like, hey, these content, you know, games are made for kids, but I mean, not really anymore. I mean, they were probably, you know, everybody's got this mindset that, like, video games, they think, you know, Super Mario and Donkey Kong are these little childish little games like that. But no, there's so much stories that can be told through video games that you can't tell in any kind of other genre. Any other media that has grown up, and you know, I'll be 30 in like 2 weeks. You know, there's so many other, there's like another generation of people that are 10 years older than me that have been playing video games since they were kids too. You know, mm-hmm. It's more than kids that are out there that are playing it. So the handicap that I think that putting limits on and putting limits in special tags on these games are going to hurt it, and it's going to hurt, you know, the adult gamers, I think. You know, it's kind of got a pussification of America also, you know. Oh, I don't want my kids to play these games or whatever. They're going to grow up and be like Columbine. But, like, I think all that stuff's a load of shit. Load of crap. Just dookie. Just everywhere. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It stems from, you know, like, violence in video games or nudity and bad language, you know, they're good. I mean, I don't know. I think I've heard kids, you know, shit talk on Monopoly online. That game's a perfectly rated PG game, but, you know, you put the individuality and the freedom of speech on there, and it becomes a, you know, like, oh, well, this has voice talk, I guess, you know, you can put whatever you want on there, you know. Or not even that, just little things like The Sims, you know, or World of Warcraft, where you all these, I don't know, these games that are not a violent, crazy game could, you know.
Alan Sock's ex-girlfriend cusses people out on Uno all the time. It's hilarious. It was like, did you see Pelham 1-2-3 with Denzel and John Travolta?
Yeah.
Like, she cuts people out the way John Travolta was cutting people out in that movie.
I mean, with the ability to have voice chat like that, any of those games could be vulgar and cruel. I mean, I don't know. I may be completely wrong. You know, I think it really, like I said, it really comes down to, I mean, if you don't want your kid playing a violent game, you're spending a lot of money on a game anyways. I mean, why wouldn't you look into this? You know, if your kid's under 13 years old, you should definitely be monitoring what kind of game you're getting your kids, or your kids are, you know, they get Christmas money or whatever, or bonus money from mowing the lawn, or they saved up their money to buy a video game or whatever. You need to make sure they, you know, parents need to be aware. I mean, it's not that, I don't think that's a difficult concept. Kind of what's wrong with America these days. No one's all like, oh, well, let my kid do whatever he wants to do. And, oh, wait, he wants to play this game where you're an experter and you chop people's heads off?
Saw.
And he already bought the game. He already bought the game. He's been playing it for like a month and a half. And I've just now paid attention to that he's cutting somebody's head off. How dare they make a game like this? Well, how dare you not fucking monitor your stupid kid? You know? I don't know, man. This whole subject makes me angry.
Well, my thing is, when I first heard about it, they're like, really? Like, seriously, for real? Supreme Court. Aren't they supposed to be
Yeah.
used for something like important? Like world changing events? But they're getting called on about a video game. If video games are strictly for kids, like the way they're trying to make it seem they are, why would you go to the Supreme Court? Just to take something to the Supreme Court, to me, would suggest that it involves some adults making some adult-like decisions. That are causing something. This is the Supreme Court. It made me, all right. It's like the first month I got married. No, it was the second month I was married. I was asleep. I'm knocked out, tired from work. My wife dropped like a clay dish or something that had some sauce in it in the kitchen and it broke in half. And all I heard her was screaming my name, come here, come here. I'm thinking somebody in the house. So I run out there, I got my Hulk look on, like I'm about Hulk smash, And she's like, I dropped the sauce. And I look down, it's not even that much on the floor. And I look at her like, for real? That's what you call me out here for? And I turn around, got back in the bed and went back to sleep. I'm like, that's not even serious. And that's what how I feel about this. I mean, I can understand that if kids are messed up, if you want to say they're messed up for because of the game, okay. I will sympathize with some parents because I know there's a lot of things that I want to do that I don't always have time to do because I'm always busy. So I can understand that there's things that you really don't want to do, like, you want to get your child something, but you don't have the time to do the things you really want to do. So how can you really sit down and do all the research that you may have to do on the game before you buy it? Now, at my local GameStop, this guy really went to town on this lady. She came in with her son. Her son went at Grand Theft Auto. She was like, "Should I get it?" He explained to her about everything. Like he broke it down to her. And he was like, "But I want." She was like, "No, I want it." So you don't think I should get it to him? I'm sitting there like, "Lady, you not hear what he just told you?" The kid is like 7 or something like that. I mean, he just broke it down for you. You still sitting there questioning it. I said, "Look, I have a daughter. She wants it. She's not getting it. Plain and simple, she's not getting it." I said, so I highly suggest you don't get that for your son because it's not for them. It contains content that I wouldn't want my child exposed to. And so if you're asking questions, you might be a little dim with it, but I can see that you do have some sort of concern since you're asking. So those people I can sort of sympathize with because you just want to make your child happy. It might be their birthday or Christmas or whatever. You're just trying to make them happy. So you want to get them something. So this is my proposal. Parents should sign something along with a GameStop or Sears or FYE or wherever they buy it from. The employee should sign it. The parents should sign it. The employee should be signing it saying, I explained the details of what is involved with this game to this parent before they bought it. The parent is signing it saying, they explained everything to me. I understand what they said, but I'm getting this for my child anyway. And all of the Supreme Court stuff should be aimed towards the parent at that point. Right now, I mean, they have a rating system. But like I said, parents, a lot of parents don't know about the rating system. They don't know what it really means, and they just dim with it, But at least in that sense, you have signatures. You can't be upset with a developer for making a game for a 30-year-old or a 20-year-old, whatever the case may be, doing what he's supposed to do, and then when a younger child gets a hold of it because either an employee didn't do their job or a parent didn't do their research, that should no way fall back on the developer who has no control over that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is the one who wants to outlaw it. He killed more people in Total Recall than I killed in Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And I played the mess out of that. I was murking people. Dude, in all your movies, you killed more people than all the players of all the Call of Duties. You know what I'm saying? And you sit here talking about, it's too violent. That's just crazy to me, man. If they rule against this, they have to rule against movies. They have to rule against books. When they get to books, how do they do that? Because in books, you can just go to a library or Books a Million. You know, Walden Books. They don't have a "you must be this age" section.
To read this, yeah.
So, how far down that road would they have to go if they try to eliminate games? Well, not eliminate games, but basically make games the porn of the video game industry.
I don't know. I just hope that people in the Supreme Court or whoever's making these decisions just understands that video games, yes, they are enjoyed by millions and millions of kids, are also enjoyed by millions and millions of adults, just like movies. I mean, it's the closest thing. You know, they're interactive types of media. Video games are. Like I said, it comes down to the parents, I think, need to be more educated. Kids need to try to not, you know, kids these days are messed up.
That's true. They are.
I think the kids are messed up because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, you know, I got in trouble, I got my ass whooped, you know?
Yeah.
I'm terrified of my parents. Now these days, parents are cool, cooler. They're not like avoid to, I know people's parents that are on Facebook and they have, iPhones and such, and they know how to work technology. You know, when we were growing up, we knew how to work computers and our parents didn't, they were still using typewriters. So the generation, that gap of generation, of tech, we were more technology savvy. So now that we're that age of our parents and having kids of our own, we're still kind of with it. We never slowed down on the evolving of technology and how that. So we're kind of still like in this, hey, I'm cool, I still got it going on. So I'm never going to be mean. I'm not going to spank my kid because, I hated that when I was a kid. I knew what that was like. I want to be buddy-buddy with my kid and, we're going to, be best friends. And I think that's too much of that going around. There's not enough of a, you're in trouble and I'm the adult figure here, so you are going to be punished.
Yeah, man.
And you don't get what you don't, you're not going to get what you want to get because, you always want to be, I think this is an impression that we want to have our kids be better than us, have a better than us, have a better education, and all this stuff. And it's always like that for generation to generation, but now that we're hanging on to our coolness a little bit longer and and trying to be more buddy-buddy and less authority figure apparent, there's this lack of respect when it comes to a kid not knowing, going, I want Grand Theft Auto 3, and he's 10 years old, and you're like, are you serious, kid? Like, I knew, if I was a kid that went out, when I was 10 years old, and I knew there was a game out like that, I wouldn't even dare ask my parents if I could get that game. Because I knew my dad would probably smack me in my head. I don't know if my dad really has beat me, really, or anything like that. Just like, are you serious? I think I remember when I was a kid, I had I wanted Dusty, the G.I. Joe guy, for the toy. My mom didn't want me to get him because he looked really dirty. He's a guy in the desert, Mom. Come on. Like, he's dirty looking. Like, maybe he had a camouflage on. So I don't know. I just remember, just ridiculous stuff like that, Like, okay, I guess I can't get the guy. I'll get the guy with the scuba mask. I'll get him instead. It's like, you know, I don't know, man. We'll have to see how this turns out. We'll talk about it again once they make the decision, but
I mean, it's
hopefully it's so.
It's just funny to me that this is coming from the same guy, you know, who's Mr. Violent, you know. I grew up on your movies, man. I know all about you. You are the mayor because of your movies, which were extremely violent.
Yeah.
Conan, come on. Conan.
Yeah.
Terminator.
Terminator.
Commando.
Man.
Dude, you're a murderer.
Merry Christmas tree.
You know what I'm saying? You were like a serial killer in your movies, basically. I mean, you were the good guy, but you were still just taking people out left and right. I mean, they're expecting a response in a few months since it's the Supreme Court amount. But honestly, I wish I was the judge. Even if it was only this one time, oh man. Man, I'd go off on those people. They would fire me, but I speak my mind. I'd be like, y'all ain't got no kind of real life things to take care of, dude.
Yeah.
There's people out there getting killed every day. If you want to come talk to me.
You know, and it's kind of unfortunate that like every day somebody's always trying to push the envelope on what we can and can't do, which, you know, and I think that's kind of whoever's fighting us or wanting to take us to the Supreme Court is basically trying to do. It's like we've already gone way far above and beyond what is, you know, the limits of violence and you know, and I think in that article that I was reading about all this stuff, you know, they made examples about how somebody said the bad word on live television during an interview on, like, a, you know, on a news channel. Then you have the whole Janet Jackson thing with a nipple slip, which I can find completely hilarious, because if you go over to Europe, you watch normal, you know, I was watching some show on HBO, it was like just showing commercials from Europe. And it's like nudity left and right on there, like just flat out, like vulgar. Like I seen this video in some like commercial for, I forget what it was, for Germany, in Germany, and this girl was sucking on this dude's schlong, and they're trying to sell something, and it had nothing to do with it. And like that would never in a bazillion years ever pass here. If that commercial was shown on TV, there'd be riots in the streets.
Man.
But over there, it's like accepted. It's acceptable. It's like it's not a big deal. You know, we're, Americans are really upset about.
You know, I'm mad about the Janet Jackson thing. I'm mad because I missed it.
Well,
I'm pissed off. I would have liked to see Janet Jackson nipple. I mean, Janet Jackson is a very lovely looking young, well, not so young, but Janet Jackson was fine. She's been fine for a long time. I missed out. Not only did I find out I missed out on that, but I heard it was a pretty good lap dance, too. That's what we got to go to California. Because we need to take that to the Supreme Court. Because I feel like I was unjustly ignored in my league. That ain't right. I mean.
Yeah, like I said, you go to Europe, and it's socially acceptable to have a commercial with a chick with the, you know, one or two of her boobs popped out, or you know, just like ridiculous. Like, oh, you have to just look this stuff up online and just like look at like European commercials like that are banned from the United States, and you're like, well, they show this stuff all the time over here, but the hint of a obscure nipple showing from a female is like blasphemy and the end of the world here as television as. Live television goes or whatever, you know. They always go back, what do I tell my kids when they see this stuff?
Tell them.
Tell them.
You know? I mean, if you telling them the things that they need to know, they wouldn't be going out there doing all these things in the first place. Unless you just got a weird, disruptive way of explaining it. No, man. Kids are like sponges. That's the thing. Kids are like sponges when they're young. So what you're trying to teach them at a young age, they're going to remember as they grow up. But if you're trying to teach them something that they're seeing the opposite from you in, everything else you say to them isn't going to, it's not going to compute to them. It's going to be like, okay, this is some old BS right here. and they're not going to respect you because, number one, you wishy-washy, you know? And unless, I mean, of course there's certain things out there that kids can't do that you as an adult can do. But those are especially the things that you need to sit down and get them to understand. You know, you can't do this because, not you can't do this, not this is wrong. This is wrong because, you know, and I think that's what's missing, you know, along with the not tearing people behind up. Because, I mean, I beat other kids. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, if your kid is acting up and you're not doing the job, there's a really big possibility that I will beat your kid in front of you and then go on about my business because it needed to be done and they pissing me off. And I love kids, but beat your kid. Man, this true story. Alan Shock's son fell down the stairs. It was like 12 stairs. He fell down. That boy did not cry. You can see he wanted to cry, but he did not cry. He was a soldier because he was scared to cry because he done got whooped for nothing. And I think that's what it takes. Because if you don't whoop your kids for nothing, they'll tell you because they'll be like, oh, you ain't going to do nothing. But if they got nothing, they told my behind up that I ain't do nothing. They told me that they know I ain't do nothing when they whoop me. You ain't putting fear in them like that, but you getting them to understand, look, I'm daddy, I'm mama, I'm whoever. You child, as child, you take it. You learn from it. And let them know what they're supposed to be learning. What you're learning from this lesson is, I will beat you for nothing. And what that means is, don't do anything that I will beat you for. Because you see, already, you know? And people want to say, that's cool, but no, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? You're instilling a lesson. And later on down the road, when they, you know what I'm saying, get out there in the world, a lot of people, a lot of kids getting killed out there because they don't understand that lesson because they were never taught. So when things pop off in the streets, and what's going to happen? What's pop, pop, pop? You know? And now it's over. Because you didn't take the time to explain to them, you know, how things work in this world. You know, it's not about you and your work vision of how you can do whatever you want, nothing gonna happen. But we gotta get ready to close the show. I'm making an executive decision because I feel real bad about last week. Especially, well, it was also part of my phone because I know you were ready for one and my phone just acted up. But, I made an executive decision. Gopher Broke don't know about this yet. He's about to find out now. But it's up to him. If he says no, then sorry, guys. No, the man said no. G4B Easy said uh-uh. So I'm going to just uh-uh, too. But I'm thinking of the top two, you know what I'm saying, topics we get. The top two topics we get next week, I'll send them a $5 PSN card. And that is my way of saying, my bad for no show last week. You know it wasn't all my fault, but I take the responsibility for the brunt of it. I know you were ready. And when I was ready, the phone was acting up. But still, I wanted to get that out on time. So make sure you send in a good question. No, I'm sending some old random. I mean, you can send it in if you want to, but if it's too crazy, I'm not gonna give it. And go for broke might read it. You know, hey, you might read that out to you and enjoy it, but I'm not gonna read it. And you're not gonna get the $5. So put some thought into it. Now send us an email, you know, with an interesting discussion starter, or just telling us how you feel about something. And the top two that we get will send out $5 PSN cards. You can submit multiple ones. You know, I'm not going to limit people using their brain or nothing like that. Just kind of don't send a bunch of emails. Just kind of space in between and say, okay, number two or something like that. And then, we'll just, should we give them a week or 2 weeks for this? I don't know. No, we'll just give them a week. That's all the energy. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Send that in. Go ahead and give them all the info that you can call it in. You can email it in. Just let them know the info, man.
Oh, the info. Oh, let's see here. Land it on me. Yes, the info. If you want to call us, it's 754 Are You Mad? The numbers for that exactly 754-273-8623. Or you can reach us at angryman@gmail.com. We'd like to hear from you. And, any questions, cool with us, won't anger us at all. If you think we suck, let us know. this is a ongoing, a flower. It's a blooming flower. We haven't quite got there yet, but we're getting there. I'd like to hear your guys' questions. It'd be interesting.
I want to hear something interesting from the people, you know. And for the ladies, I'm about to set it up right now. So you want to hit G4B Easy, you can find him at G4BEasy@mysupersweet16.com. He listens and will take all emails, set up some dates, some meet and greet.
A meet and greet, bed and breakfast, maybe.
Nah, but that's it. We hope you enjoyed the show. From now on, we'll be recording. Well, this week, it depends. It depends on if we're going to record Saturday or Sunday. But we're shooting for Saturday. But it depends on the response. And I want to make sure everyone gets some time in, you know, they can catch up on the news also in case they want to send some comments about something that's going on and popped off this week, anything like that, or this week coming up, I should say. But in the meantime, I'm about to jump on this Kill Zone 3, and we out. Peace.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.